It's that time again.
Watch out!
Here it comes.
Watch out!
Here it comes.
Watch out!
Sled Podcast. I'm your host, Hank McCoy, and with me, the People's Chair, Vin Rock, Vince.
Welcome back to the show, buddy.
Oh, mate. Draft day tomorrow. I can't wait.
You mean basketball Christmas? It's basketball Christmas day tomorrow.
They're working beautifully already.
Woof.
Well, that's the perfect description.
It is. It's basketball Christmas tomorrow.
This is like Christmas Eve.
The draft is here, excitement, you know, the anticipation,
the trades,
the highs and the lows, the roller coaster ride we're all about to go on. I'm very excited, Vince.
Mitch Kupchak making a deal for the number one pick.
Something serious happened during the week, and I know you've seen it, and I know everyone else saw it. I know everyone's pumped about the draft and has been, and rightfully so, but if you don't mind, I'd just like to do something a little bit special at the start of this show. It's just a sign of respect, you know, from baller to baller. I'm sure you guys read it out there, the whole situation with the Baylor center, Isaiah Austin, who about, you know, 3 days before this draft's about to go down, you know, this kid's, you know, already battled back from loss of vision in his right eye from, I think, like eighth grade. You know, he gets diagnosed with Marfan syndrome, which is like a genetic disorder that, you know, affects the body's connective tissue. So basically it enlarges the tubes that run to the heart and can enlarge the heart and, you know, cause death. So it's, you know, this kid must have just been shattered and it's, you know, it's ended his playing career. So just before we start the show and really get into everything, I just want to just literally pay some respects to this kid because it feels like, you know, this happened earlier in the week and I just feel like people have already forgotten about it. So I just want to give I just want to give 10 seconds of silence to this kid.
You can't imagine what he'd feel like. I couldn't see through the whole thing. It was hard to watch. He's had an interview with a reporter.
I got really angry at that because it was like the next day or something and like...
Oh, yeah,
but
he agreed to it.
The ESPN reporter just pushing him and prodding him. It's like, dude, this kid's, you know, been working towards his dream since damn near whole entire life. Like, it's just been taken away from him like that. Like, just let him be, you know, let him be.
Yeah, what can you say? He agreed to it. It's sad. You just wish him well, and I'm sure he'll be fine in the long run. I mean, he seems to, I think he's got a, you know, good family and...
Yeah, look, for him to...
I think he's coaching somewhere now. He's been offered a coaching position at his school.
Yeah, look, for him to say, you know, towards the end of that interview that, you know, this is not the end of Isaiah Austin. This is the, you know, this is only the beginning. That's some humble words beyond his ears, you know?
Yeah, great attitude. You've got to say, you've got to stay positive. I mean, it's easy for us to say, but I guess that's what you got to do, you know, stay positive. And, hey, you know, he's still alive. He wakes up tomorrow, he... still gets to go to work and be involved in the game. I know it's not playing, but...
He's still around it, yeah.
Yeah, he could be working in retail, put it that way. Nobody wants that.
The Courtside Podcast, proudly brought to you by Automan Media. Head down to the site and check out the other great shows. But Vince, we're here to talk all the excitement, and we've already had player movement.
Like it.
Tyson Chandler, Raymond Felton to the New York Knicks... for Samuel Dalembert, Jose Calderon, Shane Larkin, and Wayne Ellington, plus picks 34 and 51.
Jose Calderon.
Oh, Phil Jackson working his magic.
Yeah, you got a new player, Calderon. just write that one down.
Hankism.
I love this deal for the Mavs. I mean, they should never have let him go anyway. They should have just paid him.
It's Mark Cuban right in the wrongs of 2011, right?
It is, and it's about, 3 years too late.
Well, I find it a little bit funny because, you know, they let Chandler go so they could make a run at Chris Paul and Deron Williams. They didn't get any of those guys. Plus, Cuban didn't want to pay him out, you know, didn't want to pay him the money. And then it's just, you look at it and you go, yeah, the amount of money that he didn't pay him, he's probably paid twice over in other pieces in and out the lineup. And I just really feel like it's that thing, you know, like if you have a championship team, if you're coming off a championship, you got to do everything you can to bring that team back the next year.
Well, look, out of everyone, I mean, they haven't had, for years they struggled without a top centre. They get one, they win a championship, and then Cuban goes, I don't want to pay you. See ya.
Mm.
And then, you know, like you say, he rights the wrongs, and, you know, Dirk's got to be happy. But an interesting piece the Knicks get back is a guy I really like is Shane Larkin.
I knew you were going to say that. Everyone's on the Larkin train right now.
Oh, I liked he showed a bit last season, you idiot. And he's a bit harsh there. He did show a bit. So I much prefer the deal for the Mavs. Dallin Bird is okay, but when he switched on, he's got to come in, you know, in shape, and he rarely does that anymore.
Hmm.
Calderon's steady. But Phil wanted the first. Did they get a first-round pick or was it an early second round?
34, I think it is.
Yeah. 34. He's after that PJ Hairston player fellow. I don't watch a lot of college hoops, so I don't know him that well.
Yeah. Dallas, are they gearing up for a big season next year?
They will be if they can land Melo. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to land Melo. Everyone knows that. That's the only way they're going to have a big season. Otherwise, they'll just do much what they did like this year.
Well, I'm going to assume the Pau Gasol rumour is out the window now.
I'd love to see that, though. Wouldn't that be good?
Bring in Gasol as well.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
You bring Dirk off the bench, six man.
Oh.
Nah, don't be silly. Of course it won't happen. Put Dirk at the two guys.
The annoyance in my soul nearly jumped out my mouth then.
I had you there for a second.
You did.
Listeners are like,
please, for the sake of all Maverick fans, because I know we've got a few in the courtside, amongst the courtside fans, please, for their sake, please tell me Raymond Felton isn't a long-term thing.
Isn't he going to jail soon?
He's barely out of prison. Barely.
He got busted in New York with loaded guns, didn't he? Or
allegedly. So recently, last week, he's not going to be sentenced to prison. Basically, they come out and say, well, he's not out of the court system yet, but he's not going to prison. He'll be able to play.
Okay, well, Felton is fine if he's dedicated.
I don't know, man, because he's in Texas, and you know what? I reckon Texas would have some pretty good barbecues going on. And
well, at least it's hot. And he'll be able to sweat some fat off.
Sweat it out.
Sweat that fat off. Just if I'm Mark Cuban, I'm saying you walk around 24 hours a day in a tracksuit and onesie.
If he walks into training camp with an apple in his mouth, I'm gone.
Tracksuit pants, tracksuit top, a onesie, sweat that shit out. I want to see Crisco coming out of those pores.
Maybe they can get him a sleeve jersey, a sleeve jumper to play in.
Playing a girdle. But when he's dedicated and fit and got, you know, he's a pretty good point guard. They need someone to step up there now that Calderon's gone. I'm not convinced with Devin Harris anymore.
Well, he's a bit injury prone. He's a bit further on in his career now, but
yeah. Oh, look, coming off the bench, he's very handy.
Moving Calderon out of Dallas might hurt him a little bit. I like what they had with him running the point because he's so steady and so solid, and he seemed to work really well with Monte Ellis. So I think that's going to be one of those trades that it's great that they got Chandler back, but it also stings a little bit because they had such a good thing going.
Maybe they're making a run at Lowry. Maybe they've just targeted
another point guard.
Chandler, Lowry, and Carmelo Anthony.
Maybe.
I'm not sure how Ellis and Anthony will mesh if that happens. You know, Monte was pretty good.
I get a feeling with this year's draft, with it, you know, there's a few good point guards available. I just think that maybe there's going to be a point guard become a little bit expendable.
Do you know what pick the Mavs have got? They have a first-round pick.
I don't know what the pick they got. What pick do they have?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I thought you knew. I thought you were making this big statement.
No, well, I'm saying if they do even have a late-round pick, or they might be able to, hopefully, and Shabazz Napier will slip down. Probably not. But
yeah.
Or that Alfred Payton that everyone's rambling on about.
Yeah. But Phil Jackson, I mean, look, this is his first major move.
You know, wasn't a great one.
Well, he got some moving pieces. That's what I liked about it. You know, it feels like at least they have a little bit of flex now.
I tell you now, there's no way Melo's coming back, is he? He can't be.
I have a theory with New York.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to get into a little bit later.
Oh, okay.
But we should talk about the other deal that went down. when was that? Last July? I think the deal for Dwight Howard was made to Houston.
Yes.
The restrictions were put on Ashik and he was unhappy and we had the... Finally, he's free. Ashik traded to the New Orleans Pelicans for a future first round pick. And I think there was cash considerations too, like $1.5 million or something like that. Great move if you're New Orleans.
Is he going to start though? If he's not going to start, he's going to be pissed off. And if you're going to get a guy like that, you have to start him. He's a starter. I mean, Anthony Davis can play power forward. It's actually going to be really good to watch if they're playing side by side.
I was going to say, well, much like you sort of paid reference to with the Dallas thing with, you know, with the Gasol, Chandler, Dirk, I think you'll see much like that in New Orleans now with, you know, Ryan Anderson, Ashik, and Davis. Like, I really like that. It gives Monte that option now of running a different lineup.
Monty, you mean?
Who did I say?
Monte.
Oh, Jesus.
Geez, that's two I'm written down.
Wow.
There's no way Anderson can play the three.
No, I'm not saying playing all. I think that's a rotating, you know, between the four and the five spot.
Anderson off the bench, definitely. Who plays the three then? Who have they got at three? Boy.
Aminu.
Oh, gee whiz.
But they'll be looking to, I think they'll be looking to make an upgrade of that position too.
Yeah, look, I really like the trade for the Pelicans. Nick Youngfush probably will be a cock-a-hoop over that.
I mean, the thing I like about it as well, I mean, I'm pretty certain that Amir is going to get starters minutes. You know, I like the idea of him and Davis, you know, who, from all reports, sounds like he's been bulking up since his season came to an end. So I'm really excited to see what we get out of him because, he was an all-star last year. If he's gotten any better, and apparently he keeps growing.
How does he keep growing?
I don't know. This kid just keeps growing. He's come out and said that, you know, he doesn't want to be a seven-footer, though.
I'm just growing the wrong way.
Yeah.
Sideways. I'm really excited to see these two play together.
I just think it's going to be great next season because his confidence level with Ashik is going to be, you know, the thing to watch. Because if he's confident and he's happy, he's getting a fresh start now.
Yeah, I think he's going to be super motivated. Both of those guys can rebound their backsides off. We all know, even Ashik's a pretty good shot blocker as well.
And let's not forget, you know, last year's record for the Pelicans. I mean, it is what it is, but they lost Drew Holiday for that year.
I was going to say that they get Drew back. Hopefully Eric Gordon's fit. They're not looking too bad.
They're shaping up nicely if they can just stay healthy.
I like the rim protection. Plenty of rim protection. Now, I'll tell you what, it's going to be tough scoring inside against the Pelicans if those two are on the court. Really, really good move.
Now, we've got the other side of this, though, Vince. Houston. They clear a little cap space.
Mm-hmm.
Word around town is... Word on the street, Vince. Because my ear's to the street.
The Sydney streets?
When I say street, more the pavement.
In the gutter.
Yeah, and inside my apartment block where it's safe. Word is that, you know, they could be making a run at both LeBron or Melo. Or Chris Broussard has just been on 2K way too much.
Chris Broussard, enough said about him. Well, if you're LeBron and Carmelo, you got to think Houston is pretty tempting right now.
I mean, if they are willing to move Harden in a sign-and-trade...
Forget about that. They're not willing to move Harden.
It's the only way it works. It's literally...
Big three.
It's the only way it works, though.
To get who?
To bring in both Melo and LeBron.
They're not going to bring in both Melo and LeBron. I think Melo's their second choice.
Well, if you read into reports, everything's... Pointing towards LeBron and Melo wanting to play together.
Oh, absolute dribble.
You can't say that. What did we just go through the last 4 or 5 years with those guys agreeing in the Olympics that they want to play together? Anything is possible.
McCoy, I will bet my left nut they don't want to play together.
I don't know.
And I'm happy to give it up because I'm not having any more kids. So... I think their first choice is LeBron. And again, you've got to think if you're LeBron, it's pretty bloody tempting. It really is.
I just don't know if I see LeBron, Harden working together.
Yeah, that could be a bit iffy. But it'd work better than Harden and Melo.
Well, it'd probably work a little bit better than LeBron and Wade after last year.
Because, you know, LeBron can't really deliver when it counts. So he just dish it off to Harden and say, win me a chip, please.
Oh, you just got, you get, I can feel some hate mail coming towards you from Miami fans right now.
I get plenty of hate mail. I'm not very well liked. I think, well, I'm a nice guy.
That's debatable. You know, with this move, I've just, the first thing that sort of came to my mind was Jeremy Lin can't be far behind.
You think now, though?
I really do.
By moving a sheep, don't they have enough, and don't they have enough cap space? Plus, they're not really worrying about Chandler until they get a yes or no on Melo and LeBron. So maybe they have enough room to keep Lin.
I'm not saying it happens tomorrow. You know, I'm just saying that I think his time in Houston's coming to an end. I think he'll be moved on.
I think once... See, I'm happy to... I'd take Lin.
I think he's a good player. I think he's...
So do I. All these... And we've said this before. He gets that jump shot really consistent. You'll see a massive spike in numbers.
I thought, you know, even though he fought off a little bit of injury last year, I thought his three-point shot had really improved.
See, I didn't.
You didn't? Really?
No, I thought it was... I thought his shot is... I think his shot's ugly.
I agree with you as far as...
It's inconsistent.
As far as the mid-range stuff goes, I agree with you, but his outside shot, like his set three, I think was a lot better.
He's super, super streaky. I don't know, man.
Mm. Well, those were the two main moves that happened so far. So tell us, guys, who you think your winners and losers are in that. But we should get to what sent the internet a little crazy the other day, and that is LeBron James opting out of his contract with the Miami Heat.
And all of the Heat fans opting out, they're following the Miami Heat.
Everyone wants a piece of LeBron. How many Photoshops can we see?
All the Heat fans have got their LeBron jerseys in hand and a lighter under it, just poised, ready. Ready to burn when he signs with someone else.
The most interesting part to all that for me was Pat Riley. The Pat Riley press conference.
Ooh, a bit salty.
Sounded like a bit of a worried man. I thought what I took away from the press conference was, you know, he was there to reassure and put the pressure, you know, reassure Miami fans that, you know, losing is a part of this. Even though he did get some of his stats a little wrong.
Yeah, he did a bit, didn't he?
But, you know, I understand that because, you know, he was in the emotion of everything. And he, it appeared like he was trying to put the pressure back onto his stars, you know, to make them really step up. I just kept thinking that this speech would have worked 15, 20 years ago. But it's just a different day and age, and he just came across sounding like, oh shit, the best player in the world is about to leave the squad.
Yeah, I agree with you there. But paying out roles is old school. He's very old school, and I think it's going to be really close. I think LeBron stays, but geez, it's going to be close. It's going to be... The Rockets are in with a shot.
I tell you what, he's going to be standing on the Miami Mountain looking out, and there's going to be a few other hills there that look a little greener. That's all I'm saying.
You put yourself in LeBron's shoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got Houston going, we've got a two guard, he's 24 years old, 25 years old. We've got a center who's 28, who bounced back beautifully last season. We've got decent bench. We've got, you know, Jeremy Lin. There's Terrence Jones. Adding you into this squad will just tip us over the edge. We've got an awesome big three. Other players will want to come here, you know, veterans. You'll put us over the hump, and it's got to be tempting.
I mean, look, we saw all the Photoshops and that through the week. I was just sort of thinking, though, even if you're like the GM of the Bucks, who have zip chance of getting LeBron James, you've still got to throw your hat in the ring. Like,
well, it's called due diligence.
Yeah, like they've still, you know, like they're not doing their jobs if they don't address it or approach it or try, right?
Of course. Of course. Even when you know you've got no chance, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Yeah.
Just ask the question. But it's funny. I was talking to a friend today and I'm like, you've got to think Houston is really in with a chance.
Well, I'm going to go through a few combinations. I don't want to go through them all, but some of my favorite ones was, you know, the Golden State situation where they're looking at Steph Curry, Kevin Love and LeBron James.
That won't happen.
Cleveland? With Kyrie Irving, hometown.
I don't think that happens.
And then, of course, there was the Clippers one as well, which was Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, and Doc Rivers.
I don't see that happening either.
You don't?
No. Because they have to give. What do they have to give up? Blake Griffin?
Hmm.
Why would you do that? Like, wouldn't you want to pair Griffin with LeBron?
So there's a little situation I feel that could be unfolding but underneath our noses that no one's really talking about.
Except you.
What about the Knicks?
No, you are kidding me, mate. Come on.
I'm just saying, man.
Exactly. What about the Knicks? Who cares? They're not doing anything.
Chandler's gone. They've freed up a fair bit of cap. There's some moving pieces. If Melo and LeBron really do want to play together, wouldn't it be easier if LeBron just went to New York?
Oh, and what a big three. Melo, LeBron, and Bargnani. Oh.
But wouldn't it be a little...
just screams championship.
Wouldn't it be a little bit enticing for LeBron James to play for Phil Jackson?
He's not playing for Phil Jackson.
Well,
he's playing for Derek Fisher.
Oh, come on.
What do you mean, come on? Phil is...
Derek...
Unless Phil is on that bench...
Fisher is a rookie head coach.
Head job. He's not playing for Phil.
I said play so under Phil.
People need to stop saying, oh, you want to play for Phil.
I'm just saying that has got to be a factor.
It's not a factor at all.
You don't
He's
think
not playing
so?
For Phil.
I think there could be a New York Knicks situation unfolding.
No, you want there to be one. The only way you're going to get it is on 2K. So after this podcast, go on, put Melo and LeBron.
Get my fix and move on.
Pump up Prigioni and just go win a championship because that's the only way it's going to happen.
What do you reckon the chances of that happening?
5%.
Wow, really?
I've got a 20%.
I got a vibe, man. I just got this feeling that could be the case. Gundy ahead, Vince. Gundy ahead.
Just let that one go, did you, mate?
I am. Where do you think LeBron ends up?
Before, it's going to be very, very close. I think he will consider the Rockets, real seriously consider them. But I think eventually he'll end up at the Heat.
I don't know if I'm LeBron James.
Yourself?
Well, look, I don't know if I'm LeBron James that I actually like the situation I'm going back to in Miami.
Well, you've got to remember, Wade's taking a discount.
I saw that, but, I mean, what does that really mean?
Well, so what did he make, 19, 20 mil?
Yeah.
What's he going to take, a 9? He'll sign for 2 years, 20 mil, 10 mil a year?
I really just don't see it. I mean, he's so...
Money is not a problem for him.
I know that, but...
Right now, he wants to win championships because he's 32, 33.
That's it. I think his ego is screaming championships. You know, that's his focus. You know, he's worried and concerned about his legacy. And I just don't think that Miami gives him the best shot right now.
Well, if he's really worried about his legacy, he can't do what he did this year. The days of Dwayne Wade playing 35, 36, 37, 38 minutes are over. He's got to play 30 minutes tops. Mm. He's got to take a pay hit so Pat Riley can go out and sign guys that come off that bench, and they need guys who can actually hit a shot. There's a reason why LeBron James cracked his shits when they let Mike Miller go. End rant.
Well, we move from that rant to the next one.
Swaggy P's billboards?
Oh, man, I've just got to say, well, that was pretty funny too. I want to talk about Minnesota. I want to talk about the T-Wolves. I just feel like they're about to be shafted in this whole K-Love business. Do you get the feeling like they're just about to be royally in any deal involving Kevin Love?
Straight up the wazoo, mate. They will be done severely. And if I'm Flip, I'm saying, sorry, Kevin, you are playing the whole season out with us. Oh, I know, you're losing for nothing. You know what? Stiff. I mean, like I said, it makes no sense. He likes Boston, so... Boston won 23 games. We won 41. Who's closer?
I mean, Minnesota fans are going to be really ticked off with Kevin Love right now.
You think?
Well, you know, take away everything that happened through the year and, you know, his injury and where he's at. And, you know, he's just flat out saying, move me or I'm gone anyway. Take that aside. Then he gives them the final flip of the bird and cock blocks the Cleveland deal, which would have gave Minnesota the number one pick this year. Because he won't sign an extension in Cleveland.
But Cleveland was silly to even think he'd entertain such a thought of signing an extension. Nobody signs extensions there. Do they? No, they don't.
I get mad because I just feel like there's this total disrespect for the Timberwolves. I feel like Flip Saunders, his job is on the line. Like, his head's going to roll if he messes this up. If he messes
there's the... no rush, though. That's the thing. You don't have to rush. He's not a free agent right now. Just, I'd be telling teams, if you're going to freaking call me, don't call me with bullshit offers.
Yeah.
I'll keep him here for the whole season. And you won't get him because you'll go to the Lakers or...
It's just so funny, Vince, though. We saw the Golden State deal and, you know, the Warriors, or I should say, Jerry West and Steve Kerr threw up their arms because they didn't want Klay Thompson thrown into the deal. I mean, Klay Thompson's not going to give you the production that Kevin Love is capable of. I love Klay, don't get me wrong. I think he's a great piece. But, I mean, if you're Minnesota, you don't do that deal without Klay Thompson. You don't do that deal without Harrison Barnes and future first-round picks.
But you know what the sad thing is? Eventually, Klay Thompson's going to go, I want out of Minnesota. So this is what I say to you, this is what I say to Joey, every time I speak to him from Tim Wolves Explosions. If you're going to trade him, get draft picks, take guys like Gary Harris, and you've got to make these guys Tim Wolves players, that make them buy into the culture.
Yeah.
You know, you're coming here, our goal is to win a championship.
It's simple, right?
I mean, it's just not there.
It's simple. Like, I look at Minnesota and I just think it's so simple, like, really. I mean, you're not going to sign any big-name guys. No one's coming to Minnesota.
There's that whole group of teams that no big free agents go to.
So, unfortunately, for Minnesota, what they've got to do is, yeah, I totally agree with you. They've got to get the picks and they've got to breed those young pups up as Timberwolves.
Yep.
And if you're bringing in a guy like Klay Thompson, you've got to make sure they're locked into a four-year deal, because the only way you're going to get the big names or, you know, good players coming in is the win column.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, that's my thing. So you win 55 games, you stick fat, and you keep Kevin Love for the whole season. You win 55 games. You can turn around to Kevin Love and say, we are close. Like, say you get to the second round of the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
You take someone to seven games, you get knocked out. Baby steps. You're only 26, Kevin. We want 55 games. Who do you want out there? Who do you think that we can get? Or who do you want to get us over the line? Pick your players. We'll pay. We'll pay a luxury tax. Just re-sign. We're close. You know we're close.
Yeah.
Because it won't work out trading him. I'll tell you now, it won't work out. You know, he loves a franchise guy. I feel so sorry for him. It's like you said, man, there's no respect there for Minnesota.
Even in all the reports, you know, it's like, you know, especially the Golden State, Lakers, Minnesota, like, there's so many false reports going down, and, like, not one of those reports even tell you what Minnesota gets back. It's just, oh, well, now Lakers want Klay Thompson. They're working out a deal that's going to bring in, you know, Kevin Love to Golden State and Klay Thompson to LA. What the hell is Minnesota getting out of all this?
Yeah, exactly.
You can't give up a franchise guy for peanuts.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. See, if I'm Flip, I'm saying to Golden State, oh, you want Kevin Love?
They need to flip the tables.
Yeah, don't give me David Lee. I don't want David Lee. Give me Harrison Barnes, Klay Thompson,
yep,
and we'll talk.
Exactly.
If you want him, give up something. This guy is an elite rebounder. He's an awesome scorer. He's 26 years old. You're probably going to have him potentially for 8 to 10 years. Mm. Get out of town. Don't insult Minnesota fans by offering David Lee.
Anything outside a top three pick is a little ridiculous.
Yeah, man. If Love does end up getting traded, I think you make the next move and ship Peck out, try and get something good, because Gorgui Dieng has proven he's going to be a good player in the league.
You know, no, I agree.
Start that way.
I agree, totally. Well, we should jump into the draft. For everyone listening, it's probably going to be literally a handful of hours away. You know, everyone's getting excited. The buzz is happening. I mean, I can remember when Ray Allen got announced that he'd been traded to Boston halfway in the middle of the draft, and I literally jumped out of my skin. I'm expecting something like that. Like I've said, you know, and echoed for the past few episodes, you know, this draft is really an elite draft, and it's been a draft that so many teams have had to focus and been holding back for a few seasons now. So I just really feel like we're going to see more movement. We're going to see more trades. It's going to be an exciting draft. I mean, we've already had two pretty big deals go down, so I'm pretty pumped for it.
Oh, dude, I've told me anything about last week. I've been hanging for this draft, and I'm excited because it's been a while since we've had a lottery pick.
Yeah,
and I feel like it's the start of could be the start of something pretty exciting if we get who I hope we're going to get, which is Julius Randle. Oh, man, yeah, it's the first pick, lottery pick since Andrew Bynum. I want to know where Exum's going. I want the trades to go down. It's just like he said, man, it's Christmas.
Just think, in a few hours, Dante Exum's going to be a millionaire.
Did I tell you I was a millionaire once?
Yeah.
I'm serious. I was a millionaire for about 8 days.
How do you figure?
Probably about 10 years ago. Oh, more than that, actually. Now, what am I, 37? I was probably early 20s. I walked into the bank to withdraw some money, and she goes, oh, we can't let you touch your account. I said, why? She goes, there's $1 million in there. We don't know where it came from.
What?
And I said, no, that's mine. And she goes, no, it's not. I said, no, that just means I've got $2 million in there. And no, she goes, you can't touch your account until we found out where it's come from. And I said, oh, you're joking. So yeah, it took them 3 days to work out where it came from.
Wow. Apparently,
one of their workers punched in a couple of wrong numbers and...
Could you at least claim the interest or something?
I said, any chance I could have a little something-something for me troubles? Touch me account for, 3 days. She goes, no. I said, oh. So, yeah, I was a millionaire for 3 days.
Did you get a bank statement at least?
Let me tell you. Oh, yeah, I've got proof. And let me tell you, it felt good. Oh, the people that came out of the woodwork. Let me tell you. As soon as they found it, pay off me house.
Well, that's how we met, wasn't it? This draft, like I said, so many moving parts to it. So much it's going to go down. But how about that Boston rumor?
Don't you just love Danny Ainge?
I don't have the deal in front of you. Can you explain to our listeners the rumored Boston deal is about that might be going down? Three-team deal.
But it's a three-team deal. It involves the Cavs, Sacramento, and Boston. God, I love Danny Ainge.
The Boston Celtics.
And I think Boston want to keep... Is it the eight? Have they got the 6th and 8th pick?
They have the 6th pick. The pick before Lakers.
Okay, right. Well, Boston have given up the 6th pick to Cleveland. With Rondo's going to Sacramento. Boston get back pick 8. That's the gist of it.
No, that's not the deal.
Isn't it?
The deal is Boston gets the number one pick.
Yeah, and they get the number one pick, yeah.
Yeah, you said 8.
And don't they get 8 back for Rondo?
Boston get the number one pick. Sacramento get Rajon Rondo.
Yeah.
And Cleveland get players and picks.
Cleveland get pick 6 and players. Boston also get pick 8 back from Sacramento.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That's Danny Ainge, mate. You got to love Danny Ainge.
That's a pretty sneaky deal.
Have I said how much I love Danny Ainge? Like, to have a GM like that, I mean, he's got some grapefruits, doesn't he?
Yeah, and I mean, look, the Sacramento Rondo thing's not as crazy as people may think. Remember, this is a franchise that come out and said that they'd be willing to, take on Kevin Love, even without a guarantee he'd re-sign.
And they've been interested in Rondo for a while.
Yeah, but it just, it kind of does slowly, but surely, it does kind of feel like Sacramento culture has really changed. They're not afraid to make some bold moves and, bold statements.
They've got an excellent piece in the middle. Your favourite and mine, DeMarcus, the Beast.
I'm letting that one go.
You're going to admit it one day.
I heard rumours they were going to try and jump up and grab Embiid.
Look, if I'm Mitch, I'm bringing Sacramento again. We'll give you pick 7 for my Cousins. And then you can package 8 and 7 for Embiid.
And someone else, yeah.
I'd love DeMarcus. Do you think... When push comes to shove, do you think the Cavs might just go, we're going to take him beat. He's too good to pass up. We'll wait 8 months, 9 months, 10 months.
Nope. Too much egg on the face already.
So you're saying if they didn't take...
They can't take
last draft...
They would take him as...
A stud.
Yep.
They would have taken him beat. Okay.
Yep. I just don't think they can take a guy with a red flag. It's not a gamble they can take. If they do that, I think they lose Irving. But they just had a last-minute workout with Dante Exum.
Well, I think they're just covering all their bases. They're not going to pick Exum.
I don't know. I don't think they're so convinced with Irving. That's the vibe I get. The vibe I get is that they're not exactly happy with him.
You're channeling your inner Dennis DeNudo,
aren't you? I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. There seems to be, every now and then, you know, bled through the media, there's just every now and then just comes through these little question marks about Irving coming from Cleveland camp.
Well, I think we both know Irving won't play his career in Cleveland.
No, I think he's gone.
And if we're thinking that, I'm pretty sure...
They know Cavs, that.
The Cavs are doing a Dennis Tenuto going, you know what? It's the vibe of the thing. He ain't staying.
Yeah.
It's just, this is what makes a draft exciting. We're all, I reckon all our draft boards have changed 100 times in the last few days.
Yeah.
But I just worry about Embiid with that navicular bone. Like, that's not good. I mean, Yao had it. I know Jordan broke the same bone. You know, he's not human.
I don't know. My thing is, you know, it's not, guys have come back from this. You know, it's not the end.
Yeah, some have, some haven't.
Yeah. But that's the thing, you know, you can't, yeah, I don't know.
You don't have to draft him.
Yeah, true. All right, do you think he drops out of the 10, top 10?
No, I don't. I don't. I mean, really, if you're Boston and he's still there, there's no way Boston let him get past.
Yeah.
And also, I don't think Danny Ainge cares if they have another losing season. They probably will. But, you know, he comes back, what, December? If it's...
Well, I was going to say, he won't be out the whole year. And
yeah.
If they don't get a deal done, I think Rondo's gone.
Yeah.
Like, I think he moves Rondo on.
See, even if, say the Celtics pass on him, I really can't see Mitch Kupchak passing him.
This is what I think. If Boston can't get Kevin Love or Melo, Rondo's gone.
Yeah.
I think they'd go Marcus Smart, and maybe they'd try to trade into the draft to get another pick. Because if you took a Marcus Smart and Embiid, I mean, that's not bad.
Well, aren't they high on Eric Gordon? Haven't they worked him out like twice?
Yeah, true.
And we should also touch on Embiid. His tweet today.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He tweeted, I've got a photo of it. He tweeted, "I'm a Laker," and then deleted it after a little while.
I don't know what that means. I mean, I know what it says, but I don't know what that means because there's no guarantee he could drop to LA, and I don't see how they could give him a guarantee.
And then I'm saying to myself, well, maybe... Mitch has rung him and said, "We've worked out a trade with Milwaukee. They're going to take you with pick two, and we're trading 7 and something. I don't know. Well, maybe this is a 3-team deal. I don't know. Maybe they've worked out a trade. But if that's the case, if he's got a promise and he's tweeted it, what a deal."
Okay, my second part to that is, you're a Lakers fan. You're like one of the biggest Lakers fan I know. How happy would you be drafting Embiid? Does he then become your Gasol replacement? Is, I mean, you guys have dealt with big guys. Well, I'm saying, like, you know, you guys have dealt with bigs with injury question marks before. I mean, you know, Andrew Bynum, you know, even Gasol to an extent now.
You take that back, you son of a...
I'm sorry, I didn't say that.
I'm not convinced, like everyone else, that he's going to be this awesome scorer.
Hmm.
I like his defensive work, I've got to admit that. I mean, everyone does, but I have been checking him out a lot more, and it is pretty good. But I wouldn't be disappointed. I'd be pretty happy. But
he's just not your guy, is he?
No, he's not. He's not. I really.
Your guy's Randall. He's just not your guy.
Really want Randall. Whatever in Mitch we trust. Whatever he wants, I'm happy. You know what I really don't want? Honest to God, Aaron Gordon.
Really?
I will not. Tolerate that shit.
I like that guy, man.
We pick him.
I like that guy.
And, yeah, well, you're a bit like Dan May in that regard.
How dare you?
Oh, he can dunk.
I have much better hair than Dan May.
Barely. I just don't like him. Yeah, he might be really good defensively and he can jump out of the gym and this and that, but...
Not a fan. Wow.
So could Tyrus Thomas.
I just like his attitude.
Yeah, it's great. I'm sure he'll have a good career, but...
just not in LA.
Yeah, just stay away from Lakerland, please.
Wow.
Can't shoot either.
Well, Vince, I think it's that time again. Jersey Worthy!
We're not worthy!
I'm not going to ask you who your Jersey Worthy week is.
Thank God, because I don't have one.
Because I'm not doing a brain fart this week. I'm not doing a brain fart until the draft is over.
Yeah, fair enough.
I did have a jersey worthy for the both of us.
Oh.
If I may be so bold.
You may be so bold.
The Charlotte Hornets unveiling their new jerseys.
Oh, yes.
I don't totally love them.
Oh, what?
I don't like the font on the front, but I'm letting it grow on me because I said the same about the Phoenix uniform, and I kind of like that now. But it was good to see the teal and purple back.
You wanted the pinstripes back, didn't you?
I kind of did, yeah.
I'm with you there. I could have handled some pinstripey goodness, but I really liked them.
It was great. I mean, I love watching the video of, you know, Kemba and Big Al and Henderson at the unveiling of it all. I thought that was pretty cool. And, you know, the three alternate, the alternate, the home and their way. Man, cool to have the Hornets back.
Yeah, I was going to say, this might sound a bit silly, but they seem like you can take the Charlotte Hornets serious.
A little bit, right?
Yeah, like the Bobcats, you're like, Bobcats, you know, come on. But the Hornets, you know, their logo looks good, the colours are back.
It's just, I think, the tradition and what was built off that. I mean,
you hear the Charlotte Hornets, you can playoffs.
I was thinking the other day, you know, why didn't they just use the old logo and whatever? And I actually looked into a bit more of it, you know, as far as the design and the approach they took with it. It was basically because, you know, this, you know, the new logo and whatever. I mean, you're still going to have the representation with Hugo the Hornet being back. But as far as the uniforms went, you know, they didn't want the cash cows milking in off old Hornet product because they don't see any of that profit. And this is all about the new team now. And then once I understood that, I was kind of okay with it. I was like, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. Like, there's so much.
It does.
You see so much of the old Charlotte Hornet stuff still floating around now. You know, it's become basketball iconic. I kind of like the direction. I love that team. I hope they don't mess up this draft, but I'm just excited to have them back in the league.
Oh, dude, so am I. And to top it off, it'd be a Seattle team. But, you know, the best part is this is what the people in Charlotte wanted. They wanted their Hornets back.
I'm predicting sellout games.
Oh, they will. They will. This is what they wanted. Even, like I've said it before, when Muggsy Bogues was here in Melbourne and we went to watch him, you know, spend a night with Muggsy. Not, we didn't actually spend the night with him, but you know what I mean.
Whoa.
How
much did those tickets cost you?
You idiot. And he just said, you know, like, the people want the Hornets back. They don't feel like Bobcats are their team. So this is fantastic. I can't wait. You know what they should do for the home game, first home game? Bring back Larry, Muggsy, Alonzo.
Kendall Gill.
Bring them all out. Have a big party and have a good win.
I'm not bitter about the Alonzo Mourning thing at all. Don't worry. Hey, I should...
Just do what I do, mate. Don't hold a grudge for more than 50 years.
That's right. Got 20 down now, so...
Yeah, 20.
I should remind everyone, we've got our 200 show just around the corner. And I've had a few submissions to our jersey competition that we've got running for that. So for all you fans out there that own a courtside T-shirt, what we wanted you to do is whack it on, get in your favorite basketball pose. You know, you got the palm the ball out front. You know, you got the Jordan wings. You got the crossover, the behind the back, whatever. Whatever's your favorite one, drop it to us on the Facebook page, All Caps Courtside, and come to under show. We'll be giving away a courtside prize pack and jersey.
And again, if there's any hot chicks out there who just want to send me personal pictures of themselves in just the courtside T-shirt, I'm more than happy to
have a look-see. If that T-shirt, per se, should be a white one and wet, then I'm not saying that's going to hamper any chance of you winning.
No, it could only increase your chances of winning by a lot. Oh, can I give a shout-out?
Sure.
Shout-out to Hoops Nation, who sent me a message saying how much you love the show. So,
right on.
Yeah, check out Hoops Nation, and thanks for the shout-out.
Awesome. How come I didn't get a shout-out?
He thinks you suck.
Ah, fair enough.
Yeah. No, he just... I don't know why he didn't message you. He just... I'm the main man, that's why.
And, of course, you can catch all the Courtside Banter at the website.
I'm Garfunkel in your song.
Wait. You're Garfunkel and I'm Simon. Didn't Garfunkel split because he wanted to explore his artistic crap and then Simon exploded and was like this big hit?
Yeah, so I'm Simon. And you can be Garfunkel because he's balding.
Mate, this is a...
And you're taller than me, so you're Garfunkel.
Okay.
At least got... I'm glad we worked that out.
At least I got good hair again.
And fuzzball.
And, of course, you can catch all the Courtside Madness at the website, www.crtsde, where you'll find links to our show, the Courtside Podcast. Subscribe, download. We're on iTunes and Podomatic. We are also on Twitter at CRTSDE, Vinrock.
At VINROK44.
And check out our Instagram account at CRTSDE. Vince, it's going to be an emotional draft.
And I hope the Knicks are happy with Calderon.
Good luck to everyone out there for their teams. Fingers crossed it's a smooth draft. We'll see you soon.
Don't stuff it up, Mitch. He's going to fuck it up.
I wonder if we get another Bill Simmons soundbite.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Here it comes.